Residents of Jackson Park low-income housing community say that it has inhumane living conditions for families and people of color. The youth in that community finally decided they would no longer tolerate such conditions and came together to organize. Radioactive's reporter Sadine Al-Ziad interviewed Yerusalem Kamara about starting Jackson Park Youth Coalition, JPYC.
JPYC for life. Come on, let's go.
1, 2, 3, JPYC for life.
Yerusalem Kamara, or Yeru, is my best friend and my neighbor at Jackson Park Low-Income Village. She is 16 years old, and her curls frame her face in the most perfect way, emphasizing her pearly smile. She is bubbly and very organized. Yeru lives at Jackson Park, which is managed by Seattle Housing Authority, SHA. JP Village is like a townhouse. Every home is identical, with all orange doors and white exterior. Yeru has put in countless hours researching, planning, and meeting with city officials, and has played a vital role in making Jackson Park Youth Coalition, JPYC, come to life. Yeru spoke about the experience that influenced her actions.
We had a leaking ceiling. It started like during the beginning of the pandemic, and it was leaking, and we had put in work order after work order, and they never came.
The houses are old and poorly constructed, but that does not excuse Seattle Housing Authority, SHA, for neglecting its tenants' maintenance issues.
It took them two years to come and see that leaking ceiling. The leak could have led the tub to collapse on us from upstairs, and it could have killed anybody in that house.
Yeru was one of the people who formed JPYC in order to hold people in power accountable and fight for our rights. And she did that by talking to council members Jeremiah Zahaley and Rod Dombowski.
June 10th was when council member Jeremiah and Rod came. It was amazing. We were highly anticipating it. We had planned for it. We gave tours of the playground, the parking lot.
All the community, along with the council members, all sat in a big circle, and everyone got to share concerns they had, even the kids. Yeru was inspired by the courage of the kids, and the council members were too.
It really touched my heart, because I thought it was like, oh, only big people can do this, but it was amazing seeing those kids step up and share their problems.
Yeru does not need to do this. In a few years, she'll be heading off to college, with her whole life ahead of her. But she and many of the coalition alike do this for the younger generation, so they don't have to endure any of this. From just that one event, change has already begun.
A lot has changed. Oh my goodness. The maintenance people have started coming on time. They have started power washing our buildings, and they've repainted the playgrounds. They are redoing the floors for the tutoring center.
Through their voice in organizing, JPYC was able to hold authority responsible for neglecting the people that live at Jackson Park. I would like to thank the youth from the coalition. Thank you, Yeru, Lujain, Najuma, Simon, Dawi, and Paulos. For Radioactive, I'm Sadine Al-Ziad.